Hi, I'm Pam Geisel, your practical gardener. Today, we're going to talk about a terrible, horrible, tiny little pest called spotted wing Drosophila. So, as it happened, I was out trying to prevent the birds from decimating my just-now-ripe cherry crop with bird netting. The anticipation for those sweet, ripe cherries was really building. In just days, those beauteous little red fruits would be turning that deep shade of burgundy, and I would be popping them in my mouth. But then, as I went to harvest, I noticed the telltale signs. A little mushy spot on the fruit, and darn if every single fruit weren't damaged with a little mushy spot. And in some cases, the whole fruit was mush. I inspected the fruit with dismay. My trees had finally become infested with a recently introduced pest called spotted wing Drosophila. It's a major disappointment. What's even more disappointing is the fact that not only are ripening cherries a favorite of this fruit fly, but so are ripening blackberries, raspberries, and blueberries, all of which are now getting ripe in my garden. Spotted wing Drosophila is a fruit fly, and it was first found in California in 2008. I've been pretty lucky not to have had it until this year. These flies and the damage they do really go unnoticed until the fruit's actually being harvested. And spraying at this time will not protect the crop because the maggots or the immature fruit fly are already inside the fruit. You know, if a small percentage of the fruit is infested, you can salvage some of the crop by harvesting the crop immediately and sorting through them and taking out the fruit with stings on the surface. Now that I know that my trees have spotted wing Drosophila, I need to take preventative action next year before the fruit begins to change color from yellow to pink, which for me is going to be in early May. Some options for management include netting or draping the trees with a real fine mesh netting that's less than 0.98 millimeters, along with early harvest. You can also monitor for populations and then treat at the appropriate time with the right pesticide to prevent infestation. It's important to start checking your fruit for damage, that is, prematurely rotting fruit or punctures in the fruit created when the female lays her eggs, as soon as it begins to develop any pink color. If you find infected fruit, you should either harvest all the fruit immediately or spray to prevent the damage from increasing before harvest. If you don't treat, the infestation level can increase pretty quickly to implicate the entire crop. To help reduce the infestation the following season, it's a good idea to remove and destroy infested fruit this year. It's best to dispose of it by putting it in a durable plastic bag and putting it in the trash, not in the compost pile, because not all the eggs will die. Now, there are easy methods for monitoring for spotted wing Drosophila. For specifics on trapping methods, go to mynspr.org. If monitoring indicates a need to spray, the application should be made as soon as the fruit begins to turn from yellow to pink. This should be about 2 to 3 weeks before cherry or berry harvest. You may even need a second application 7 to 10 days later. The insecticide, spinosad, is very effective and has the least negative environmental effects of any currently available product. The Practical Gardener is part of North State Public Radio's From the Ground Up series. Our engineer is Matt Schultz, and I'm Pam Geisel, your Practical Gardener.